We next invite Judicial Council Member and Presiding Judge Marla Anderson, Vice Chair of the Facilities Policies Working Group, to present on item K, also an action item. And I'm sorry, would the assistant also please state your name so we know who you are?
Sure. I'm Laura Sines. I'm the manager of the Environmental Compliance and Sustainability Unit.
Thank you, Ms. Sines, for being here. Please proceed.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, Council Members. Again, I'm here in my role as Vice Chair of the Facilities Policy Work Group, and joining me, again, is Lauren Sains, who's staff. Her role here is to make sure that I drive appropriately. This is my initial drive, and also with respect to the assistance that staff has provided. With California entering into its fourth year of an unprecedented drought, water conservation is a state priority, and this proposed water conservation policy provides a mechanism for the judicial branch to do its part to promote water conservation at its courthouses. The Facilities Policy Work Group recommends that the Judicial Council adopt the water conservation policy that sets forth best practices and long-term goals for new and existing courthouses. It promotes water conservation best practices and collaborative implementation with the court where and when feasible. And the purpose of the policy is to make sure we initiate a branch-wide collaborative effort to address water conservation at California courthouses, which applies both to capital projects as well as existing facilities. And with capital projects, we have both basic practices and enhanced practices. And to some degree, it's easier to apply these practices for our capital project. First, we'll take a look at the best practices, which will apply immediately to the capital projects in the preliminary plans or earlier phase of designs. And we'll also take a look at the enhanced practices, which will require further analysis and will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. With your capital projects, your basic practices include looking at plumbing fixtures that use minimal amount of water, landscaping designs that focus on native and drought-tolerant landscaping, smart irrigation systems that take into account weather conditions. Also, if we take a look and switch to enhanced practices at our capital projects, it will also take a look at and have policy on with respect to on-site water management strategies, such as reuse of gray water and rainwater as permitted by law, and gray water is gently used water comes from recycling of water that has been used within the facility that comes through sink, kitchen, but non-bio-waste types of water, lest you are worried with respect to the source of the water. It also focuses on reduction in the amount of paving and hardscape, as well as means to promote groundwater recharge, and this is to make sure that water does permeate and percolate into the soil. Also, it also looks at the evaluation of your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning design to ensure most efficient system for climate utility rates. Now we switch over to what would the policy look at with respect to existing facilities. We have immediate best practices, and then there's also long-term goals. Your immediate best practices will focus on plumbing fixtures, landscaping, and irrigation, and your long-term goals will require more evaluation and cost-benefit analysis. So let's look at the existing facilities with them. What will happen is Judicial Council staff will identify high water users based on existing data. Then we'll move to make recommendations to be developed based on the collaborative effort with the court. So it's the council staff working with the courts to come up with best practices. Immediate best practices may not be feasible at all courts, and with respect to long-term goals, they may not be feasible at all courts. So that's the collaborative process that allows both staff and the courts to determine what is feasible for that particular court. Looking at existing facilities, your immediate best practices include limit sidewalk and hardscape water wash-off, limit watering on all turf, practice proactive monthly leak detection, address water leaks within 2 business days, use new water-efficient plumbing fixtures for any replacement projects. And those are the immediate best practices that will also be working in collaboration with the courts to figure out if it's feasible. Also, with respect to existing facilities, there are long-term goals. And with the long-term goals, you evaluate Replacing plumbing fixtures at high water using facilities, consider turf replacement as well at high water using facilities, consider on-site water recycling, evaluate high water using HVAC equipment for potential replacement. And how does this operate? Well, the process for identifying and funding projects at existing facilities, Judicial Council staff will first identify high water users based on existing data and work with other courts interested in pursuing water conservation. Then there'll be a recommendation developed based on the collaborative effort with the court. Recommendations will be reviewed and approved by the Trial Court Facilities Modification Advisory Committee. The committees that have taken a look at the water conservation policy are your Court Facilities Advisory Committee, that was done on May 15, your Facilities Policy Work Group, done on May 19, your Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee, and your SEAC Joint Facilities Advisory Committee, that was done on the 28th of May, your Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee on June 3rd, as well as June 11th with respect to the Court Executive Advisory Committee. Comments were taken in and was incorporated into the policy that we now recommend that the Judicial Council adopt. And if there are any questions or comments, I'll be willing to take those at this time.
Thank you. Judge Batt?
I just wanted to say I'll drink to that. And that's been moved to approve.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Judge So. Any observations or comments?
It's only that he was holding water in his hand.
Yes. For the record, thank you. Thank you, Judge Bradley.
So I don't want to sound like a broken record, but again, I just want to compliment the committee and all of those who reviewed it, because this was something that needed to be done on an expedited basis. But it was, as Judge Stout said, from the bottom up, and it was in collaboration with those who it impacts. And so again, it for me shows that our deliberative process works.
Judge McCabe?
Yeah, Chief, a question. I presume that the hardware, the generic discussion of that would include low flow
correct
toilets, etc., and that would be incorporated into the new courthouses being built from this point forward?
Correct. With the capital projects, yes, you will have in design, those that are in preliminary stages in design in terms of making sure that there is the hardware there for water conservation with respect to toilets, faucets, exterior with respect to timing on any watering, if there's going to be any watering external to the building, things of those nature.
And the two areas of most water consumption would be, I would think, the normal plumbing in the building, and then two, exterior for landscape, et cetera, or not?
Correct. To some degree, and then again, Judicial Council staff will be working with the individual courts looking at their water rates, their water bills, and water consumption, and looking to see where is most of that generated from. But if you just think within a building on a day-to-day use, you've got, you know, folks using faucets, you have folks using, you know, toilet facilities, you know, some courthouses do have break rooms with, kitchen facilities, and then you have your HVAC, some use water with respect to cooling and utilizing those, as well as there may be some courts that have fountains, some courts that may have a lot of grass turf and those things. So it'll be working with the courts depending on the circumstances of their water use and whether it's internal or external, working on policy to make sure that there's conservation.
Okay, last thing I have, it's not so much a question as a comment, is Merced's in the process of building a new court, and some of the landscape designs have the low water landscape, which I found very attractive, and quite frankly, our bench was very impressed as well. In fact, we like it better than what we have now with all the grass, etc. So very appeasing to the eye, and I think this blends in with our need to conserve water, because the state will forget as soon as it starts raining again that water is our most precious resource. And Mark Twain was correct when he said whiskey was for drinking and water is for fighting. And so we should be mindful of that from this point forward. So very good job.
Yes,
okay. Thank you. I don't see any more comments or hands raised for comments or questions. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for this comprehensive and collaborative report.
Great. And thank you again to staff. You've done just an excellent job in putting this together.